I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the story of the creation of perhaps the most significant single piece of athletic equipment, at least for 50% of athletes. But right now I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill. And you know what? I can guess what that
is. I bet you can.
I'll wait till the show, but I can guess.
Texas legislators are apparently considering a so-called bathroom bill that would direct citizens to use only the bathroom appropriate to the gender identification on their birth certificates. The NFL, not always the world's most progressive corporation, has warned Texas legislators that the state might not be hosting Super Bowls in the future if this happens. How are the legislatures taking that?
Well, it's not so much the legislators as much as it is Governor Greg Abbott, who is saying that the NFL's walking on thin ice, wading into politics as though the NFL hasn't been involved in politics since its very founding. But, you know, this is the choice you make. This is the business you've chosen, Texas legislature. And if you want to do it, then call up your friends in North Carolina and see how well it worked out for them.
Yeah, North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper wants that state's HB2 law to be repealed by the end of the month, or he fears that the NCAA is going to hit the state with a six-year NCAA tournament ban. Is that, in fact, likely to happen?
I think it might be. And, you know, once again, as we've said on this program several times, it takes a lot of work to put your state on the wrong side of a moral issue from the NCAA, but North Carolina insists on doing this.
President Trump has decided he will not fill out a 2017 NCAA tournament bracket for either the men's or the women's tournament, breaking a tradition that, the tradition only began with Barack Obama, but maybe Mr. Trump is afraid of getting something wrong. You know, his winning streak would be broken.
I will guarantee you that he will call a press conference on the Wednesday after the championship game and produce a bracket that's perfect that he filled out before the tournament.
I thought maybe he was waiting to pick a winner in the Masters.
That would be the one he would do, actually. He would run a Masters pool, probably out of the Situation Room.
The UConn women. Here's a surprise.
Oh, no, Bill. No, tell me, no. Did they win another game?
Their 100th in a row, Charlie, on Monday night. And by their standards, at least, it was a squeaker.
Yeah, I mean, they won by 11. And they were, by the way, they were playing the number six team in the country, South Carolina. What more can you say? I mean, South Carolina is 21-3. They're very good, but they're not good enough to beat the University of Connecticut. Because nobody's good enough to beat the University of Connecticut.
You know, you ask, what else can you say? Yeah. I have one other thing that I could say. UConn has decided to rip up Gino Auriemma's contract and write him another one, which is going to pay him $13 million over the next 5 years.
There's a penalty clause in it. He has to pay the school $5 million if he takes another coaching job. There's no way he's going to take another coaching job.
Why would he?
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. But, he's going to be the coach at UConn 3 weeks after he's dead.
You know, it occurs to me that the only coaching job he could take that would put him in a better position vis-a-vis winning games would be with the Globetrotters.
Possibly, yes.
Possibly, exactly. Charlie, you have often expressed your respect for the San Antonio Spurs. This week, that team presented you with another reason to feel that way. By beating the Pacers on Monday night, the Spurs assured themselves of their 20th straight winning season. Only the Utah Jazz, who had 21 from 1984 to 2004, have more consecutive winning seasons. Pretty impressive.
It's an extraordinary combination of players, coaches, and front office people. The fact is that they have had a winning record every season since Tim Duncan was a rookie, and that was in 1997, and boy, does that make me feel old. It sort of is a consistency of excellence, but it's a consistency of more of giving your patrons what they want and keeping faith with your fan base and not going through, you know, what the Los Angeles Lakers are going through right now and what other teams have gone through without ever getting to where the Spurs got to. If I were a Spurs season ticket holder, I would feel very, very justified in spending the money every year.
Mike Ilitch, who'd owned the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Tigers, died last Friday. He was 92. I knew he owned those teams, and I knew that he'd made a lot of money selling pizza. I hadn't known until this week that at one point he had paid the rent on Rosa Parks' apartment for more than a decade. Pretty good thing to be remembered
for. Yeah, and to not have it revealed until after you die, not to make a big deal of it when you're alive. I mean, that's the definition of charity, is to do it without people watching, and I think this is a remarkable story.
And finally, Charlie, we have a story from the European Youth Olympic Festival, where the president of the Turkish Ice Hockey Federation told the media that 87,000 children play ice hockey in Russia and 579 children play the sport in Turkey. Why do you suppose he felt publicizing those statistics was important?
Well, because, Bill, only 42 of those 87,000 children who play ice hockey in Russia scored against the Turkish youth team.
Who scored none?
Who scored none? Russia beat Turkey 42-0.
Oh.
They scored 15 in the first, 12 in the second, and 15 more in the third to add up to 42-0. But my favorite part of the story, the player of the game was the Russian goalie who pitched a shutout.
Doesn't say how many shots he
stopped. No, not at all, but I'll tell you, if your team's going to put up 42, you're very relaxed in goal.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated, and of course he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.